This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed in Hollywood and brought to you by new coffee flavor Instant Postum, a wonderful tasting hot beverage that contains no caffeine. It lets you sleep. And now for coffee flavor Instant Postum, here's Bing Crosby.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. There's an old song that was played too much, but quite successful in the cafe society circles, called Taking a Chance on Love.
Oh, here I go again. I hear those trumpets blow again. I'm all aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again. All starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought the cards were a framer, and I never would try. But now I'm taking the game up, and the ace's heart is high. Things are mending now. I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have our happy ending now. Taking a chance on love.
Hefty volumes are often referred to as the
the wish book. It's been here many times that I've stretched myself prone on the floor and slowly turned the pages of this paper-bound bazaar, inspecting, choosing, and wishing. I remember quite vividly a certain 22 single-shot rifle with a genuine walnut stock. I could remember a harmonica in a velvet-lined case and a hand-tooled saddle for a horse that we didn't have. Then there was a bone-handled toad stabber. He had four blazers, really a dinner. Took quite a while for us kids to get through an entire Sears catalog, but it was a must for those long winter evenings. By the time spring came along, we were well into the harness section. Those nightly sessions took place, of course, long before television, but some of the pages were reproduced in color, and they were a welcome relief from our old scurry up to the Niagara Falls and even summer at Harper's Ferry. At the risk of being dated, I recall some of the items that were offered to anyone who had very little cash and could fill out the order blank. For mother, there was a cast iron wood burning cook stove, a collection of queens. This black beauty was kept functioning and delivered its advertised BTUs of heat by armloads of wood brought in by small boys. But the smells that emanated from it on Fridays, which was considered date day, certainly worth all the trips to the wood pile. These stoves even had a small reservoir where Dad could dip down and ladle out hot water for his lodge emblem shaving mug that he got from the catalog. Handsome item, too, isn't it? Hundreds of thousands of small boys lingered with desire on the pages that displayed the gold pocket watches with engraved scenes on the back. It was hard to choose, hard to wish for this watch with the stag or the one showing old 67 locomotive taking a curve. But if the catalog was the wonderful dream world of the small fry, it also had a lot of laughs for the men, particularly the section of the featuring in the ladies' hats. Even as now, the women folk were subjected to lots of unsolicited remarks from their husbands about the headgear they ordered. I want to tell you, in those days, a woman's hat was a hat. There being enough egret feathers, wild cherries, crushed velvet, and ribbons to decorate a fair-sized banquet hall. And the hat pin that came with one of these top-heavy bonnets could be pulled out and brandished for purposes of self-defense. Really a lethal weapon, but if Mother picked her of Easter chapeau from the Sears catalog, Father chose his spring suit a few pages further on, and Junior found his high-button cotton-toed shoes. Back in 1915, you could get a good all-wool blue-third suit for $12. And if you're really in the chip, you could go as high as 25. That is, if you knew how to fill out the handy charts for jotting down your own measurements. It was easy to keep up with the Joneses because everyone had the same catalog the Joneses did. My early interest, I suppose, in music was kept alive by what I saw in our Sears catalog. And had I the necessary price in those days, I might have become a genuine nickel-plated imitation six Tasman walnut banjo player for only $7.65, including home instructions and a spare banjo pick. Also a cap of the Astro for changing keys, if you had in there, I think. For those who wanted to read books instead of music, there was a wide selection of fiction. No need for a lending library when one could order a copy of Ben-Hur for 39 cents. Harold Bell Wright, When a Man's a Man, or the Hatch Knife Outfit Western series. There was even a handy little gem flashlight in the hardware section in case you wanted to do a little surreptitious reading there under the covers after you're supposed to be asleep up in your little beddy bar. So for pure entertainment, I must recommend a series catalog, especially one dating back 40 years ago. I'd like you to find a Geiger counter or plans for a bomb shelter, but you see some illustrated American economic history. It's wonderful prices, too. Proof that the Sears catalogs are important pieces of literature is the fact that the Library of Congress has a complete collection. And I must tell you also that all the motion picture studios in Hollywood use the catalog religiously as their authentic records and source material when they're looking for costumes and mores and manners of bygone periods. Some books are spoken of as the lay-down and pick-up-again type. Certainly wouldn't assume that the Sears catalog fits in a nice hand of this category. In fact, you have to pick it up and lay it down several times. There's too much to cover in one session. It takes most people all winter to get through it page by page. Incidentally, I wonder if those beautifully gaudy striped blazers will ever come back. Pretty flashy. I know where I can get a swell English bulldog if they ever do. Except to have a bulldog, you know, with a blazer. Then have a boat or two on the skimmers and straws. Oh, well. Now, friend, would you be saying some musical reminiscence? I'm the new one.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, the thrill that delights me. Oh, it's just an innocent view. It isn't your conversation that brings this sensation. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you.
Hot beverage that contains no caffeine. It lets you sleep. Try some too. Enjoy new coffee flavor Instant Postum, and you'll enjoy your sleep. This is the CBS Radio Network. Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy music.